Let's play football.
Hi, my name is Kevin.
My name is Rory.
This is The Soundwave. That was our show Speed's song, The Man, Myth, Legend from Ohio. I'm not joking. He's literally from Ohio.
He's from Ohio, so...
It's about the World Cup. If you didn't guess, maybe it's because he repeated it a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're going to be talking about the World Cup a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the World Cup, some shows, and...
some films that are coming
out. Yeah.
You know, and then we're going to play music at the end.
Yeah.
This will probably be a shorter episode, but...
Yeah, very short episode, I'd say. Because we haven't got...
Well, we haven't got much to talk about.
Yeah. The World Cup's probably the biggest thing going on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Anyway, so the World Cup is in Qatar. There's been some boycott, understandably.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But anyway, aside from that, we're talking about the historical side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. The end of an era, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
The last World Cup. Messi being 35, Ronaldo 36.
Mm.
Like, what do you think about that? That is a big moment.
That's
really
a big moment. They are like probably the biggest soccer players ever.
All time. Yeah,
maybe.
You know.
And I know
they have a lot of Ballon d'Ors as well. Both of them.
I know Speed is definitely going to be disappointed if it's Ronaldo's last game.
Yeah, I know.
He is going to.
I don't think it'll be his last. It's definitely his last
World Cup.
Yeah, but you know,
excuse me.
Obviously, he became a massive fan of him towards the end of his career. Mm-hmm. So. Actually, Speed's a great character. I think he's a great character.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But he's also
very
extremely weird.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things he says.
That are just...
A bit much, but...
Yeah, a bit much. But look, you know, he's Aisho Speed. What can you do about him?
Anyways, I think this year is going to be a great, great World Cup.
Yeah.
November 20th at 4 is Qatar versus Ecuador. So tune in, guys. That is when it starts...
It's gonna be good.
It will be good.
Like I'm not a big fan of football, but I know it's gonna be good.
I'm the same. I don't really watch it as much anymore. But yeah, the World Cup I always tune into. I have a bet going on actually.
Do you?
About 10 people. I don't know. Anyway, so whoever wins gets €50.
Oh,
we also put a fiver in.
Nice.
And
this is illegal.
Yes,
it's illegal.
No, I'm only joking.
Okay, gotcha.
No, anyway. I will be betting on Portugal.
I see.
So I could be a very lucky man.
Yeah,
who knows?
Who knows? I hope Portugal wins for your sake. Otherwise, you're going to be in crushing debt. You know?
Lose everything?
Yeah, you lose everything.
Nah, I'm only messing. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about some shows now.
Yes,
so,
shows. We're just... we're not really going to, you know, talk about too much.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, there's not much really happening. Like, we didn't get that much chance to... go around and ask people anything or...
Yeah.
You know?
Very
so
soon we
might... first episode, you know, that's kind of our introduction. So, this is just kind of us trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
For anyone who's wondering. You know, this is just going to be us having a jazz, really.
Yeah.
That's what the show's basically going to be. And I make... Can I just say I'm sorry if I cough during the thing? I just have a bad throat.
Yeah.
So, I apologize. Which will definitely happen.
So, let's talk about some shows here.
Yeah.
I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, and I see that there is a show with 80%. 1899.
Hmm.
Season 1 on Netflix. So, this is from the creators of Dark. Comes another mind-bending supernatural mystery. This series follows the disparate crew and passengers of the transatlantic ship at the turn of the last century. Hence the title, as they face in an unknown and deadly force. This series stars Emily Beecham, Andrian Bernard, and Andreas Peachman.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Very kind of, you know, maybe kind of a
psychological.
Yeah, psychological
thing. You know,
yeah.
that could be really interesting. Just before we move on, I just want to ask you something. Is it tomato or tomato?
Tomato.
Tomato?
Did I say Rotten Tomatoes?
You know, you said Rotten Tomato. I say Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
let's just agree to disagree. Let's just do that. Okay. Also, on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, no,
okay.
That's how I say it. Is Wednesday? It's going to be a show on Netflix. It's Jenna Ortega stars the Addams Family's titular daughter, Wednesday, who puts her unique talents to work solving a mystery at her new school. So it's going to be like a mystery thing, I think.
Yeah.
There's a good few other actors in it. Obviously, it's not just Wednesday, you know, that would just be kind of a boring show then. But it also includes, what was her name? Christian Rick? Is that how you say your name?
Richie,
thank you.
I'd say, yeah.
Christian Richie, who played Wednesday in the 1991 film The Addams Family.
Yeah.
So that's really cool to have, like, the former Wednesday in the newer one, which is, I think that's just a really cool thing to do.
And we have one more we're going to talk about here.
Well, we have two more.
Two more.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, you gotta pay more attention to Mac Lads, bro. Okay?
Damn.
I'm just saying, you know, there's more than one, all right?
I know. The Crown, Season 5, 2022.
Oh, The Crown. Well, The Crown is like...
It's about
the Queen, all right?
The royal family and...
Yeah, it's about the royal family and the Queen. Everybody knows what The Crown is.
Yeah.
You know.
So, anyway, let's talk about the season here. The Emmy Magnet drama from Peter Morgan, playwright and screenwriter of Frost Nixon, turns over its cast... in season 5 to portray the Windsor family in the scandal-plagued 1990s. So in the 1990s, obviously, there was a lot with Princess Diana dying.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that I'm pretty sure the House of Windsor got burnt down, something like that.
I think so. But it's, you know, like, for people who enjoy the Queen, this is going to be their, like... Yes, let's go, another season of the Queen. I don't really watch the Queen.
No.
I know a lot of people, like... Say, oh yeah, I watch the Queen. They don't watch the Queen. They record the Queen, but they don't... The Queen? The Crown. Jesus. My God, I'm such an idiot. Why did I say the Queen?
It's one of those days.
It's one of those days, man. No, the Crown. I apologize. But like everybody says they watch the Crown.
Yep.
But they record the Crown, but they never watch the Crown. You know? It's just one of those films. It's just one of those shows that you watch, but you know, you record it, but most people don't watch it.
We have one more.
There's one more, and it's called Willow. So many other people will remember that. It's on Disney Plus. Warwick Davis returns as his role as kindly sorcerer Willow Ufgood? Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
I think so. From the beloved 1988 fantasy film of the same name. The series finds the hero road tripping with a motley crew of companions on a mission to what else? Save the world. So I remember seeing Willow when I was young. I think I might go and rewatch it because, you know, I think Willow's just a good... It's probably going to be a good show, you know? It's probably going to be good.
I've never seen it.
I don't know. It could be a good, it could be bad. Who knows? But, you know, it sounds interesting at least. It's going to be a good one, I think, personally. Just because, you know, it's Willow. It's a magic sorcerer. Who doesn't like magic and stuff? In other news, there's also some movies that have come out, including Enola Holmes 2.
Yes, so that is the daughter of Sherlock Holmes.
No, it's the sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't a clue.
It's okay, don't worry. So Enola Holmes was a very popular movie on Netflix. I think it was 2019 when it came out? 2019, 2020?
Think so, yeah.
Sometime around that, when the first Enola Holmes came out, and it was a really big hit because it had, I don't know, it was just a different side of the Sherlock Holmes story, you know, because it wasn't based on Sherlock at all. Sherlock was in it, and he's played by Henry Cavill, who is also probably most known as his role as Superman.
Yeah,
from DC, he plays Sherlock, and I think he does a great job as him. Enola, who is his sister, is played by what is her name? Damn it, she's Stranger Things, she's 11. This is bugging me now.
Oh god.
Millie Bobby Brown.
That's it. Yeah.
She's played by Millie Bobby Brown, and in Enola Holmes 2, she returns. Enola takes on her first case as a detective. But to unravel the mystery of a missing girl, she needs some help from friends and her brother Sherlock. So,
I have another film here, Hustle. It's starring Adam Sandler, and he's actually like an agent, a basketball agent, where after a down on his luck basketball scout discovers an extraordinary player abroad, he brings the phenom back without his team's approval.
Oh, okay.
So when I think I watched this, and I think he was in a Hispanic country, this player, and he brings him back, and he's just brilliant. He's a brilliant player, and you know, so he's an agent, you know.
Yeah.
It's Adam Sandler. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, most Adam Sandler movies are good, but they're also pretty funny most of the time. But
I think this
one is a serious. More serious one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another film. Now this film came out a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've seen it, and I think it's a really good film. If people want to watch a film and they're stuck on what to watch, I would 100% recommend Elvis.
Right? I never saw this, and I know that there's a lot of... This really kind of brought the history of an artist's life back to...
It's along the same kind of terms as Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocketman.
Yeah.
The stories of Queen and Elton John. Obviously, this one doesn't have the name of a song. It's just Elvis.
Yeah.
But I've seen it, and I think it's a brilliant film. Do you know? The description is, whilst on a mission to transform the mainstream rock and roll culture of the USA, singer Elvis Presley uses his fame to highlight racism within the country. Obviously, Elvis Presley, he's the king of rock.
Yeah.
You know, he's the king of rock. And probably one of the best singers ever, you know? Like, I mean, he's Elvis Presley, like.
Yeah.
And the film is actually really, really good, and the actor who plays him, Austin Butler, I know a lot of people are kind of mad at him because
There's one thing I saw about him. Apparently, he was stuck with Elvis's voice.
Yeah, this is the part that people got mad at him. They think that he was mocking Elvis because after the ending of the film, he kind of stayed in the accent of Elvis's voice. But, like, people were like, why are you doing that? Why not just go back to your own voice? But you have to understand, Austin spent, like, I think it was 3 months just listening to Elvis's voice to get it right.
Yeah.
So, like, 3 months of that in your head, that's going to stick with you, like, you know? It's not just going to disappear instantly. So, I get it that he shouldn't... I don't think he's mocking Elvis Presley. I think he's paying full respect to Elvis, but, like... You know, I get some people are like, oh, don't do the Elvis voice. But I don't think he can help it, really, at this point. I think his voice is just kind of naturally...
Yeah, it's probably gone now, but, like, you know.
I don't know. It might not be. But the other member of this film is a very famous actor, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, he's brilliant in this film.
I heard he's the manager.
He is the manager.
Yeah.
He plays Colonel Tom Parker, who many believe blame him for the death of Elvis Presley. Because... he kept working Elvis. You know, he put him on the... So it got to a point where Elvis had to take drugs to go to sleep. He had to take drugs to go to wake. Yeah. Because the colonel... I don't think he was actually the colonel. I don't think he ever went to war. I'm serious.
Just his name.
Yeah, no, like, I don't think... I'm pretty sure in the film, he doesn't have a passport. So he can't actually leave the country. You know?
Yeah.
So many people blame him for the death of Elvis Presley. Some people don't, some people do. It's really how you take a look at the film and take a look at real life. It just all depends on what you think happened.
Yeah.
But there's this other film that came out, and it's also kind of the singer kind of thing, like Elvis, and it's Weird. That's the name of it, Weird.
Never heard this.
Because it's the Weird Al Yankovic story.
Oh, yeah.
Weird Al. So, for everyone who doesn't know Weird Al, he made parodies of songs, right? So, like, do you know the song Beat It by Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
So, just Beat It, you know?
Yeah.
The way he says that. Weird Al made a song called Eat It. It's the same music.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same lyrics, but the lyrics changed.
Yeah.
It's instead of just Beat It, it's just Eat It. Right. And he did a bunch of them. And apparently, of what I've heard, I haven't seen the film, but you know the way it's a documentary film, like Elvis and Rocketman and Bohemian Rhapsody. Apparently nothing in it is true, because it's a parody of those films. I think that's what they're going for. You know?
Yeah,
so nothing in it is like apparent. Well, I don't think it's nothing that in it is true. I just feel like I think it's they didn't do any research on Weird Al.
Yeah.
They just put him out on, like, they just made a movie. I think someone told me this, and I don't know if it's true or not. But if they did that, that's just kind of smart.
It's smart to do.
It's like, it's a parody of the film because Weird Al made parodies. And I believe Daniel Radcliffe plays him. And many people know Daniel Radcliffe for his role as Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But he looks great in this film. He does. He really does. And it's supposed to be very good. It's supposed to be very funny. And it's just supposed to be kind of a good enough song, movie. Well, the song's in the movies. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's supposed to be like a very funny film and very. I don't know if I can say true to.
Yeah.
It's true to Weird Al. Okay, it's very Weird Al. Esque, you know?
I understand.
So, yeah, I think that's all we really have to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so we're just going to play some music now.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening, I guess.
Thank you for listening.
This episode was shorter. Sure,
and we just talked about movies, because...
We just talked about movies.
And obviously, guys, the biggest event at the moment is the World Cup.
The World Cup. If there is anything, like, interesting that does happen, we will talk about it.
Yeah.
But there's just really nothing going on at the moment. But, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
This has been The Soundwave with Kevin and Nori, and we will play you some music now. So, yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong. Bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong.
I'm always ready for a war again. Go down that road again. fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life and living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me. Take my pain for me, save my soul for me, 'cause I'm alone to see. If I'm gon' die for you, if I'm gon' kill for you, then I spill this blood for you.
I live by my own love. I live by my own love. I live.
moving strong.